More tensions along the border between India and Pakistan. At least a dozen people have been injured as the two sides exchanged fire over the Kashmir border. Several children were among those injured. The fresh round of violence started at the border post along the frontier on Thursday. Pakistani officials have accused Indian troops of initiating the violence by firing along the frontier and injuring two people. Similarly, India has accused the Pakistani side of violating the ceasefire by firing mortars on at least 50 Indian border posts. Skirmishes along the border have intensified despite the first face-to-face meeting between the Pakistani Prime Minister and his Indian counterpart in New York last month. Let's find out more about these skirmishes. Shahnabad is our correspondent who joins us from Kashmir. Shahnabad, tell us more about these skirmishes. Is there any indicators at this point who was the one who, so to speak, fired first?
The two countries are openly saying that they want to promote peace and they will do anything possible to actually have peace in the region, in South Asia and in Kashmir and in between India and Pakistan. But it's surprising that what is happening on the border. Some newspapers, Indian newspapers, have revealed Home Ministry sources saying that there's nothing like India-Pakistan skirmishes. It's all between the border security forces of India and Pakistani rangers that is happening on the border. It is these two forces that are fighting between each other, and there's nothing like something happening between India and Pakistan. Surprisingly, India is usually accusing Pakistan of firing mortars and gunfights on the border. But what the reality is that we've seen that since 2003, in 2013, for the first time this year, such a huge number of violations have happened, especially on international borders and also in Kashmir. So it's one thing is for sure that the two countries really want to resolve the issue. But how and what they can do is like, we really just don't have any idea what can be done in resolving. Who initiates the fight is a confusion, a question mark that usually stays. So one thing is for sure that whatever is happening between the two countries, it is one or the other that initiates and it continues. But who are the blunt bearers are the people? The people have been evacuated from, like, thousands of families have been evacuated in some villages on the border. And this has really created a kind of a fear psychosis in people because the two countries are nuclear powers and it's expected that anything can happen any time between the two countries. And people are fearful that already the two countries have had 2.5 wars and again, anything of that sort can escalate. But as of now, what observers are saying that it's just a kind of a warmongering and elections in India can be one of the reasons. And also that U.S. troops are withdrawing from Afghanistan and maybe to catch or gain attention, India and Pakistan are trying to raise their border issues. But surprisingly, the United States said that India and Pakistan should resolve the issue bilaterally. And this remains a question that who and how this fight initiates. Despite the two premiers and Manmohan Singh from Indian Prime Minister and Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif saying that they would do everything possible to resolve the issue.
Thank you very much for that, Shahnabad, talking to us there from Kashmir.